Good communication begins with your Creator. The big things that happen to us in our life are nothing more than the extended accumulation of a whole lot of little things. So that must mean that if we are to solve a big challenge or problem in our life, then we just need to start solving the little interconnected challenges that plague us and continue solving them until the accumulated effect is that the big stuff, as an extension, is automatically solved. Big problems have a tendency to overwhelm a person. They derail an on-track personal effort to succeed, and in so doing, keep sidetracking us away from staying on course to complete a project or resolve a challenge. May I encourage you to stop being overwhelmed by the big stuff. Realize that everything is really little stuff. Little stuff is really not very scary. Little stuff cannot eat you up or spit you out. Little stuff will not kill you or do much, if any, harm to you physically. Stop sweating the little stuff. It will always be with you. It is the way life seems to happen to people. All successful people are problem solvers. They do not purposely create problems for themselves to solve and then purposely create some more problems that take other people's valuable resources to solve. No, successful people just learn to always be moving in the direction of their dreams. They also are able to quickly recognize whenever a problem or challenge arises that slows their movement and/or alters their direction. Once these type activities are identified, then the successful person immediately moves to solve the problem or correct the situation so that they can get back on the proper course and direction they were originally headed. Success, you see, really should not be that hard for you to figure out. In fact, it is far easier to succeed than it is to fail. Failure requires lots and lots of long, hard work effort and lots of financial resources thrown at all kinds of problems and headaches, usually over greatly extended periods of time, before folks finally figure out that what they are doing just isn't working very well, or worse, was taking them in a direction exactly opposite to where they were attempting to go. It is at this point that they usually give up and quit. It is only then that they are properly classified as failures. We humans were all given great talents, blessings, and spiritual gifts from our Creator when we were conceived in our mother's womb. That is the way God planned it. What sets man apart from all other of God's creations is his own ability to think, reason, make decisions, and mostly to intelligently communicate with one another of his own species. Good, effective, and meaningful communication by and between two or more people is one of God's greatest blessings that he has given to us. The basis for all good communication between individuals, be they married or single, must really begin with a person's willingness to first develop good communication with God, the Creator of us all. The reason I would hope you discern is that within God and his infinite reservoir of intelligence, there always lies the truth. Good, clear, and easily understood communication is the most effective manner and way for a person to instruct, inform, request, solicit, or educate another person. But common sense tells us that you cannot give away that which you do not possess, and that you cannot communicate well with other people if you are unable to or refuse to communicate well with the one who made you, Creator, Father, God. Talking with God is not a difficult situation if you will just be yourself. When communicating with God, you simply need to talk to Him just as if you were talking with your earthly father or a close personal friend. If you don't know what to say, admit it. Just tell your Father God that you don't know what or how to say what it is you desire to talk to Him about. Keep forcing air over your vocal cords, making conversation in a relaxed tone and effort, and soon He will give you a prodding or a thought of encouragement. This nudging will in turn surprise you as proper words communicating your intended desires begin flowing out of your mouth that in fact make sense. In order to become proficient or good at anything, you must first begin using that which you already possess, be it good, bad, or indifferent. Always start communication efforts by beginning to use that which you have. It will always be sufficient. You already have everything you need. You just need to begin using it. You see, friends, God really wants to communicate with you. He always wants to talk with you. He tries His best from His side of things. However, good communication is a two-way street. You must do something in direct response to God's efforts to communicate with you. He has already done His part. Just look around you. Look at His creations. Look at human life. Look at a newborn human baby. Now it is your turn to do your part. Respond. Let me now move out into some deeper water as regards this subject of communications. Satan is your personal adversary, enemy, and attacker. His stated and globally recognized plan and purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy the power of God's worth and His truth within you as you live here on earth. God tells us all about this situation in the Holy Bible in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, New King James Version. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When you study, learn, know, and can recall the truth of the Word of God, then whenever you are attacked by Satan, you can ward him off by immediately quoting Holy Scripture, which will always cause him to flee from you. Real power comes from communicating the Word of God. God specifically tells us in His Word that we, as believers, will be easily identified to all of the unbelievers because we will love one another and we will live our lives in concert and agreement with the Word of God. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 21, New King James Version, Jesus says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." We are emphatically being told by these words that obedience to the Lord's commandments, His words, is the evidence of our loving Him. Now listen, when you love your Creator, you will be able to easily communicate with Him. When you love and easily communicate with the One who made you, knitted you together in your mother's womb, then for sure you will be able to communicate well with others whom God likewise created, because we humans were all created in the likeness and image of our Creator God. A kind, loving, and true spoken word to any other human being is always a good thing. Remember this truth. Out of the abundance of the spiritual heart, your brain, flows the tongue. So whatever you hide, memorize in your mind, will at some time or another readily flow out of your own mouth. That is the exact way that God designed things to operate. The only true way to know right from wrong is to have the Spirit of truth born into us to witness to the truth through our thoughts, words, motives, and deeds. A question, please. Do you have the Spirit of truth born again into your spiritual heart? Prayer is communication with God. Prayer is acknowledging the authority of Christ, submitting to the will of God, taking dominion over matters in the realm of the Spirit, exercising faith in the Word of God, receiving His counsel, subjugating the flesh, subduing Satan, and causing the kingdom of God to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Your prayer closet is the single most important room in your house. Don't let anyone or anything keep you from your prayer closet. When you enter it, you will find the Lord there waiting for you. Be honest with God. Don't try to hide anything from Him, your sins or your feelings. When you empty yourself, only then can God refill you with Himself. After you have talked it all out with God, even if He hasn't clearly revealed all the answers you were seeking, you can then get up and go about your regular business. Then all you can do is watch and see what He can and will do with and for your prayer requests and supplications. Here are some truths of life. Always go to God in prayer first. People and things will always let you down. God never will. Take all of your cares and concerns to Him. Once you have begun a regular, daily communication with your Creator, once you have begun a private personal talk with your God, then the easiest thing you will ever do as a result is to be able to regularly and easily communicate with other human beings. Remember this, because He created you, God ought to be your closest and most intimate personal friend. Because God set things up this very way, your spouse, life mate, wife, should be your closest, most personal, earthly, fleshly friend. When you realize and recognize that your living Creator God lives inside your heart and mind and lives also within the heart and mind of your spouse, then communicating with either of these two beings should, for all intents and purposes, be a very easy thing for you to do. Great communication opens all windows of opportunity to the maximum possible extent. Whenever there is an open and honest, regular communication by and between individuals, marriage partners or otherwise, then these lines of good communication will always become the foundation of good, growing, and highly productive personal relationships. It is these tight personal relationships that provide the basis of all great accomplishments, all significant achievements, and consequently, all great success. Have a great forever.